this excerpt of, I guess you would call it a podcast, is basically just going to be me ranting and raving about how pissed off I am about Nashville. Now, I was born and raised right outside of the city, went to college south of here, lived here most of my life except for a couple of years that I lived in West Hollywood and North Hollywood. And I gotta tell you, I have regretted moving back to Nashville a good substantial amount. Mainly just because I felt like, okay, I was really starting to go somewhere. I was really starting to make some headway in Los Angeles, I thought. But I moved back and I don't regret it. You know, I mean, I got to see my daughter graduate. I got to see her start college. But I mean, you know, and partly it's my fault. I just isolate myself. But I mean, I see my friends maybe, you know, once or twice every couple of months, you know, because everyone's got their life that they're doing and everyone's working. And if they're working, I'm not. If I'm working, they're not. And that is one of the things I think that made me stay is I created a job that I really liked and it didn't feel like work. I was doing tours, or am doing tours, have been for 11 years. And it's great. It's me telling you about a city I love, telling you useless information that I know. And it's fun. I get to make people laugh and I don't have to drive to Atlanta or Louisville or Birmingham. I can be home every night. Whereas stand-up, you have to go everywhere and you're not going to get paid dick half the time anyway, unless you're on TV or you have a bajillion YouTube followers. But don't let me get started about that either. Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. It amazes me, and I don't know how people do it. There's some people that I guess they get a video to go viral, and just everyone eats their shit up, and they become this huge thing, and they start doing tours, and they're at Zany's and wherever else. And I'm like, wow. And maybe I just need to go see their shows. I'm like, how are they filling up an hour with material that they don't really have unless they're showing clips? I mean, I just, anyway. So it's kind of a slap in the face to people who do stand up and have put work in and write material. But, you know, to each his own, I suppose. But I'm not bitter. And it's just, maybe I've not found my niche. And maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm just throwing too much stuff out there. Could be so many things. But I have heed and hawed the idea of moving back to LA pretty much since the day I landed back here. I don't begrudge any of the time I've spent with my daughter and my friends. I mean, I've seen some great shows. The job, like I said, I've been doing 11 years. But I'm getting scared that the well is drying up now. Nashville's been the it city for 8-10 years. Supposedly 100 people a day move here. Rent is outrageous. Even if you move to Hermitage or Antioch, it's still crazy, ridiculously expensive. They're turning downtown into, they ripped out all the meters and they put these new boxes in, which I get it. The old meters were antiquated. Not everybody has change they're carrying around with them. It would be convenient to use a credit card. I get that. But now they're privatizing it. So it is 24/7. Before, you were able to park after 6 for free if you could find a meter, and all day Sunday and all day holidays. Oh, well, that's gone now. And now it looks like it's creeping up here. So I'm 2 miles from Printer's Alley, 2 miles. And I noticed as I was walking my dog today that they've cut all of the meters that I could see. So I'm thinking that's what's next. They're moving out here and they're going to put those stupid fucking things up. So it's bad enough that you couldn't find decent parking to begin with for the last few years. I mean, the garages are outrageous. The lots are even more ridiculous. People tell me that they spend $30-$40 for 4 hours at a lot. Absolutely ridiculous. And now you're taking Any free spaces I knew about are gone and have been. They turned into valet parking for hotels. So the last little grain of affordability that musicians or anyone working downtown, bartenders, had was maybe they could find a meter. Well, that's gone now, too. I know some people park over at Nissan, and God, with that construction going to go on, that's probably going to be sayonara for that, too. I mean, it'd be nice if there was transportation in the city. I mean, they're basically making it where we can't have a car. It's going to be impossible to have a car in Nashville, downtown anyway, because you're going to have to pay for parking, and it's almost more affordable to take an Uber back and forth. Then that's what I usually do for work anyway. It's cheaper for me to take an Uber or Lyft back and forth than it is for me to park downtown. Cheaper for me to take an Uber or Lyft than park downtown. Think about that. And I read an article today that said, this is before they started doing it, so this is back like December article, that it was like, oh, you know, it should generate, you know, going 24/7. We're missing out on the money that would come in on Sundays and the holidays and the after six. It'll generate $200,000 more a year. And I'm like, that is chump change. That is absolutely no amount of money. And you're making some private company uber rich for allowing them to privatize stuff and them to take control of it for a measly $200,000 a year. What is that gonna buy us? Clearly you're not fixing the roads anyway. Those aren't even potholes anymore. I can't even call them potholes. They're craters. And I'm just, the more I'm thinking about it, yeah, I looked at up online some apartments that I had looked at when I was in LA. And that, again, that was like 15 years ago. And the one that I just thought was beautiful and I fell in love with, it's going, granted, it's smaller than this, smaller than what I've got now, but it's the same price. Maybe $100 more, but it's the same price as this apartment here. And it's, you know, fancy and all the bells and whistles. And it had that before this did here. I don't know the parking situation. I don't know if that's changed in LA from here. But fuck, the rush hours become horrible. Like, if I'm not where I need to be by 2 o'clock, I don't even want to leave my house, you know? Maybe after 7 o'clock at night, you know, the drive gets a little bit better. But, I mean, geez, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you can see I-40 just backed up like crazy, and 440, too, for that matter. So, I mean, oh, well, people, oh, well, I see the buses, and the buses are just empty. Yeah, where are they going to? Now, if you see a bus going to Murfreesboro Road or Nolensville Road, oh, they're packed. If you see one going to Green Hills, how many people in Green Hills are riding the bus? So it depends on where people are going. I'm telling you, a light rail would be awesome. And people hee and haw about it, but they've got it in New Orleans. Works great. I used it all the time when I was there. LA's got it. You know, it's kind of, they call it the subway, but it's kind of a subway, kind of not. I used it quite a bit when I was there. And I would probably use a light rail if it was going down West End. I would probably use it all the time, too. And that would solve at least a bit of the problem. But, you know, they don't want to see that. They don't want to see the things that could be done. Infrastructure was not given a priority. And I really had real hope for this mayor. And he just shit the bed. And then Governor Bill Lee, he can go fuck himself. Him, Blackburn, Haggerty, they're all pieces of shit that only care about the dollar. They don't care about the people that live here. So I got to thinking about it, and I'm like, well, if I moved to LA, I'd have to get rid of most of my stuff anyway, because I'm not going to tote all this stuff to LA. So I'd probably, a smaller place would work out. And, you know, Freddie's not long for this world, bless his heart. I mean, he might live another 3 years, who knows, but who knows. And it just, I mean, this is the slowest it's been in a while. That wasn't winter. Now, December and January, it gets slow. Hold on. I'm going to try not to lose battery here. It gets slow, but we always, May, May's can sometimes get a little slow, but March, yay, spring breakers. And then like June through Labor Day, yay, we got the summer crowd. But this June's been not what it should. And all the name bars are busy. Oh, don't get me wrong. They're busy because people are idiots and they flock to shit that everyone tells you should go to. Oh, I've got to go see Kid Rock's place. Yeah, you don't. You really don't. You really don't. And I will tell you this because I read it in the newspaper, multiple papers, 2, maybe 3 years ago. This guy, he'd gotten thrown out of Kid Rock's a few times, it sounds like. Somehow sneaks his way back in, rips off his colostomy bag, starts swinging around his head. Literal shit show. There is not enough bleach in the world for me to go back to that bar again. So yeah, fuck that with a stick. And I drove by, like I was going to the bank today, and I drove by Hattie B's, and there was a line. And it's hot as fuck outside right now. It's like 90, but feels like 100 and something. Call it what it is. It's 100 and something then. And there's a line of people waiting. I'm like, that chicken is not that fucking good. You think it is because you've been waiting in line forever and you're fucking starving to death by then. So no, it doesn't really taste that good. You're just deluding yourself. But again, and talking about heat, you know, on the one hand, California catches on fire every year, quite a bit. But man, even the hot there isn't as hot as here. It's just, and they don't have mosquitoes, which is very nice. They don't have lightning bugs either, though, so there's that. And they don't really have storms, but hell, we don't really have storms anymore. Not like when I was a kid, and you could sit on the porch, and you could listen to the thunder, and see the lightning streak across the sky, and it was just so relaxing and entertaining, and just, there was an electricity yet calm in the air at the same time, and you just don't have that. Not here anymore. I mean, there's tornadoes. Don't you worry. You will get woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning with tornado sirens going off. That's fun. That's really fun. Now, I know LA has their earthquakes, but like I said, the time I was there, I never felt one. There supposedly were some, but I never felt any. And, you know, life is just so short, and I'm 50. Oh my God, I found 2 white hairs in my eyebrow a minute ago. So if I wasn't pissed off enough as it is, now add that to it. And again, it's like, if I'm going to be paying LA prices here, I might as well be in LA. Because I could do open mics. God, you could do open mics 2 or 3 a night, every night. And then, you know, if you're lucky, get like some booked shows on like the Improv. That was my favorite place to perform. I love that room. Yeah, I could take classes at the Groundlings again, you know, acting classes out there. And there's some of that here, but I mean, you know, that's another thing that the state screwed the pooch on. We could have been Atlanta. We could have had a film, you know, windfall here, but no, we wouldn't give the concessions that the film industry wanted. So they went to Atlanta. They went to North Carolina. They went everywhere but here. I mean, a few things have been filmed here, but I mean, the money, so much money we could have made on that. And this state is just so stupid. You know what our number one cash crop is? It's tobacco. Has been since I was a kid. The ground's perfect for pot. I don't smoke pot myself, but I don't care if anyone else does. You know, choose your own adventure. But if we did, if we made it legal here, one, you wouldn't have to worry about people dying from fentanyl poisoning. I hear about that all the time now. I didn't know that was a thing. Somehow people are finding pot. It's laced with fentanyl. They don't know about it. They OD on it. So it's like Narcol or something like that that you should have on you just in case your pot is bad and you or whatever, you get fentanyl somehow, blah, blah, blah. And that's frightening as shit. So if the government had their hand in operating it, at least you wouldn't have to worry about fentanyl poisoning. You wouldn't have to worry about people dying from fentanyl in their pot. There would be so much tax money. The people are smoking it anyway. I mean, they're smoking it anyway. They're growing it themselves anyway. Why would you not want to? But oh no, we're the Bible Belt. We can't have drag performers. I've been to quite a few drag shows. Guess how many six-year-olds I've seen at a show? Zero. It's like they want us to focus on the wrong shit so we don't see the other shit that they're doing. Oh, Marsha Blackburn, she's making her money on opioids. I'll have you know, she's got her hand in Big Pharma's pockets. Marsha Blackburn, what a piece of shit. I was really hopeful to have women in power and in politics. But man, we have elected some dumbass broads these last years. Marjorie and that Boebert chick or whatever. It's like, oh my god, can we not have... Hold on, give me a second. Oh, time out. Card's full. Sorry about that. Evidently my card on my camera got full because I don't delete stuff. And that's, again, I need to do that. I need to get rid of the unnecessary. And, you know, I mean, I've really enjoyed being here. I mean, I've really kind of felt, you know, I made great money for the longest amount of time. Of course, then that's another thing. Evidently, a few years ago, they passed a sales tax on tours. I don't know about it. So 7 years later, they're like, oh, yes, you owe us all this money. Would have been nice to know back then. So now I'm getting audited, which is fine. Let them do the math. So I got to figure out, God, now I got to see how much money I owe them that I wouldn't owe had I known about this law. I don't know. The state is just so backwards in so many things. And then the more it's trying to catch up, the more idiotic it seems. And it's just, like, even God, you know, spent some time with one of my closest friends and she's just changed. And I know she's going to say I'm the one that's changed, but it's like she's turned into an old woman right before my eyes. You know, she doesn't want to do anything. And I get that. I'm a hypocrite too. I love the solace of my apartment as well. But I mean, all the things she wanted to do when she was younger and she's not really done any of them. And she's just so complacent. And life is too short to be complacent. And there'll be so many times where we'll be out and I'm being me, the same me I've always been. Or I feel the same me I've always been. And she'll shush me, like in a theater, or like, you're too loud, or what. And I'm like, who are you and what have you done with my friend? It's confusing and alarming, because especially when our other friend, she's like, oh, I really hope we get to see extra so-and-so now. And I'm like, okay, you say you want to see extra so-and-so, but you don't like extra me. Does that mean you really like extra so-and-so as well? Anyway, not to be petty, but at the same time, it's like, man, it's like my friends aren't even, you know, and I know everybody changes, but it's just not how it used to be. You know, so if I were to leave, you know, I'm going to be leaving at 50 or 50 plus. I'd be starting all over again. But hell, when have I not? I'm pretty used to that, starting all over. And before, the reason I in the last 11 years haven't moved back is because this business took off and it gave me so much freedom, like freedom of time. And like money to do things, like go to so many shows, like every concert I've wanted to go to. I got season tickets for hockey for a few years. Just lived, you know, and especially, I guess, after having my heart attack, that makes sense. But man, you don't know how long you've got. Oh, I'm going to try not to cry. You don't know how long you've got here. So it's like, am I going to be 70? Because I'm already 50, looking back like, oh my God, why didn't I pursue comedy more? Why haven't I done that? And I don't want to be 70 going, oh, why didn't I do it when I was 50 and I was still able to get around? And, you know, I don't know if this is the universe saying, okay, Nashville, you've done all you can with her. Go back. No. But everyone's talking about how the homelessness is crazy out there. But I'm like, I gotta tell you, the homelessness is crazy everywhere. And when I was there visiting, I didn't really see a lot of the tent city and stuff that people were talking about, the tents on the sidewalk. I mean, thank goodness, I guess. But I mean, it's tough everywhere. And a lot of that I blame on Airbnbs. There's at least 5 apartments in this building, 5 if not 6, that are being rented by companies separate from this apartment building as Airbnbs. And the apartment owners signed off on it. And they have just that one company, they're called Locale, have I think like 3, 4, 5 properties just in this little midtown downtown area. So it's hard to even get a place to rent because they're being, you know, swapped up as Airbnbs. And I don't know if that would be the same in Los Angeles as well. God, I fucking hope not. I'd like to think that LA's got their shit together a little bit more than here. I mean, and it seems like, God, there should be some vacancies there because it seems like everybody's moving somewhere from LA. I know 2 people I used to work with are living here in Nashville or right outside of Nashville. They're moving to Texas. They're moving to, you know, Florida. I mean, who's left in California or New York right now? It seems like everyone's leaving. Everyone's moving here from Chicago, Detroit, all over California pretty much, and New York. So there should be decent rent. I know there's places out in LA that are outrageous. There's places here that I'm like, what do you people do for a living? I was talking to a guy a couple of months ago, and he's, of course, one of those people that buys up, you know, condos and flips them, you know, like renovates them and then flips them. And I think he said he, you know, I can't remember if he bought one or he sold one, $2 million, $2 million for a condo. A condo. I mean, maybe your definition of condo is different than mine, but that's just a glorified apartment. You still have to pay extra stuff, you know, depending on what amenities you have. But I'm like, you know, I'm pretty much at this point, even if I stayed here, even if the business was going well, I'd still have to probably work till I died, you know? So, I mean, I could be homeless here, I could be homeless there, where the weather's a little bit better. Because I gotta tell you, it's looking at the temperatures there and here, it's next week, it's a good 10 degree difference. 10 degrees from there and here. And I'm looking at Burbank area just as a reference. The valley, because it's always a little warmer there than it is Santa Monica, for instance, or even West Hollywood. Sorry, I'm rambling on. I'm just so, ugh. You know? Life will kick you right in the teeth. But I'm alive. For the most part, I've got my health. Hopefully still some of my sense of humor. I don't know. I just feel like everything's just so... You know, I'm definitely am living in an area I've always wanted to live in. Gosh, if I would have moved here 20 years ago, oh, I would have been so happy. You know, again, I was brought up with that poor mindset, you know, like that, oh, you can't possibly make a living doing whatever. You would have to be a doctor or a lawyer or something. But, you know, yeah, had I started this business 20 years ago, we might have a different story. But... yeah, and there's no, like I saw an acquaintance friend on Facebook just bought a house. And I'm like, how? How in this economy did you buy a house? Like unless I win the lottery, I'm pretty sure I'm never going to own a house. That's going to be a given. I'm going to have to work forever. And that's, I get scared for Allison, my daughter. I'm like, dude, you've got to start saving now. You have to. I mean, and don't be thinking about no kids, because I don't know how you're going to afford it. I'm surprised I was able to do it. And things were so much more affordable. You know, I had a 2-bedroom, 1-bath for $400, and $20 could buy me a week's worth of food back then. Oh my God, I can't get out of the grocery store. for under 100. Yeah, usually it's right at $100. And that's not with me buying crazy stuff either. I mean, it's just stuff for me and the dog. And now that'd be the one negative thing about LA. The food is not as good as it is here. It's hard to find turnip greens. I know. Can you imagine that? Hard to find turnip greens in Los Angeles. Unless you go to the bad parts of town. Which I did. I did find turnip greens in Avon's. So yay for that. But yeah, I'd have to get used to like eating blander food again or just making my own. So that would be the good thing of having an apartment that I can cook in as opposed to the last place I lived when I was there. I'd love to live in West Hollywood again, but I don't know if there would be anything affordable there. At least North Hollywood, the apartment I found, unless it's changed a lot, that area should be all right. And again, this is a lot of wishful thinking, you know, without me getting more money, I definitely would want to have a job, you know, there, ready for me. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm wishful thinking, I guess. And two, I'm just seeing people that I know that have moved out there, and they're really making some headway. And people that I started out with that are, like, on tour and shows and stuff. So I'm very happy for them. Don't get me wrong, I'm very happy for them. But I'm also super jealous as well, and I'm envious in a good way. Again, I'm very happy for them, but like, damn, part of it, I'm like, shit, that should have been me. That should have been me. Like, on that, oh, that TV show? I should have been on that TV show. I'd be perfect for that. But, you know, things happen the way they're supposed to happen. So we'll see. I'll try to listen to some Barry Katz stuff. That's inspirational. And he knows his shit. Maybe there'll be pearls of wisdom in some of his podcasts and videos that will give me something. You know, there's comedians that say, the ones that are making it, oh, you can live anywhere in the United States and do comedy. It's fine with YouTube and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you know, maybe. I mean, maybe if you've got a following already, that might be true. But fuck, I mean, I'm very thankful to you three people that listen to me. I'm so happy and grateful for that. But man, for the most part, it just seems impossible. The only videos of mine and podcasts that get any attention is when I'm talking about Sister Wives, a show I hate. And I think I talk about it because I hate it so much. It's like I can't stop. It's like a train wreck. I can't turn away. So that's like the only, you know, stupid shit. And that's really sad too. The dumbing down of America where people are only interested in reality TV anymore. You know, some scripted stuff, but God, the things people watch nowadays, it just blows my mind. And that they think is real. You know, like even like The Bachelor and all that stuff. I'm like, none of that shit's real. Why are you invested in it? It's not real. But they don't know that. They don't know that. So I guess that's enough of my ranting and raving and going on about how Nashville is just shit. But please come and take my tours so that way I will make money. So again, I don't know. It's that perpetual, do I stay, do I go? You know, so I don't know if I'm going to figure that out anytime soon. Or if you have any thoughts, feel free to share with me. And I don't know. It'll all work itself out or it won't. I've lived for 50 years, so hopefully I got another couple of decades in me. So we'll see. Maybe I can find my funny bone again. And again, sorry about the no makeup, but I don't care. Thank you for listening.